Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we're featuring number one songs from 1976 through 1987. We'll start off with Lionel Richie, then Rockwell, The Commodores, Al DeBarge, Smokey Robinson, The Boys, and today. Well, first up, Lionel Richie's number one smash hit, My Love. Well, My Love was written by Lionel Richie and produced by Lionel and James Anthony Carmichael. It was the third single released off Richie's self-titled debut album called My Love, and the song features harmony backing vocals by country music singer Kenny Rogers. It reached the top 10 on three notable Billboard magazine charts in the spring of 1983. The pop chart, it peaked at number 5. On the adult contemporary chart, the song spent 4 weeks at number 1. And on the rhythm and blues chart, the song topped out at number 6. My Love was not among Richie's most successful singles in the United Kingdom, however, because it only managed number 70. Here is My Love, Lionel Richie, right here on Motown Memories.
I've been through so many changes in my life, woman. It's a wonder I ain't lost my mind. And I ain't never said how much I need you, sugar. But I sure need you by my side. My love, just thinking about you, baby, just blows my mind. My love, just thinking about you, baby, just blows my mind all the time. Life with me, I know for sure it ain't been easy, but you stay with me anyway. And even though you ain't gonna lose too much by leaving, I'm so glad you stayed. My love, just thinking about you, baby,
we'll be right back. Hotel Memories with Tom Fallon.
Swatching. Swatching. Swatching me.
Talk to me, so you can see what's going on. seems like yesterday when we were working out. Jackie, oh, you set the world on fire. You came and gifted us your love, it lifted us higher and higher.
A number one song on the rhythm and blues charts from 1985 by the Commodores, taken from the movie of the same name called Night Shift. Before that, Somebody's Watching Me, Rockwell, number one on the rhythm and blues charts from 1984, and that was actually Berry Gordy's son singing that song. And we started with Lionel Richie, My Love, number one on the adult contemporary music charts from 1983. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature number one songs, and now we've made it up to 1986, where we'll hear the number one song on the rhythm and blues charts called Who's Johnny by El DeBarge. Well, this song was used for the movie called Short Circuit, and it reached number three on the U.S. Billboard charts and number one on the Hot Rhythm and Blues Singles charts in 1986. It was the only solo number one single DeBarge released after he left a surname-based family group in the same year. Well, Elder Patrick DeBarge, simply known as El DeBarge, was born June 4, 1961, and he was the focal point and lead singer of the family group DeBarge from the early to the mid-1980s. He was born in Detroit, Michigan, the fifth of eight brothers and sixth of 10 DeBarge family members. His mother was African-American, and his father was white. Well, the couple moved their children from Detroit to Grand Rapids, Michigan, and they all participated in the local church choir. He was labeled as a child prodigy thanks to his skills as a vocalist and a keyboardist and years of private study with music educator Ricky Callender. Al was a natural in the role of lead singer for the family group they founded, simply titled The Barge. Well, here is El DeBarge right here on Motown Memories.
My heart's an overdrive. It's great to be alive. Who's Johnny?
Memories.
Motown Memories.
With Tom Fallon.
Just to see her, just to touch her, just to hold her in my arms again, one more time. If I could feel her warm embrace, see her smiling face, can't find anyone to take her place, I've got to see her again.
Motown Memory from Smokey Robinson, Just to See Her, that reached number one on the adult contemporary charts from 1987. And we start with Who's Johnny, El DeBarge, number one on the rhythm and blues charts from 1986. Well, that song brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. We featured songs from 1976 through 1987, all reaching number one. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all your favorite Motown artists, including all those featured on this hour of Motown Memories, plus the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.